You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right, so for this next piece, I will just place a warning initially that it may be triggering for some listeners as it discusses mental illnesses and a form of treatment which is considered controversial. Compulsory treatment orders, or CTOs, are legally mandated orders which require mentally ill patients to undergo psychiatric treatment. CTOs have been regarded as a contentious and coercive form of mental health treatment for patients struggling with serious mental illnesses, as the practice has been criticised for imposing restrictions on patients which impact their own personal freedom. A study from the University of Otago that explored CTOs found that the treatment leads to fewer and shorter hospital admissions. Joe talks to Dr. Ben Begelhol, a senior lecturer from the University of Otago and co-author of the study, on the matter.
Tell me about what compulsory treatment orders, or CTOs, are and how they work.
A CTO is a compulsory treatment order. This is a legally mandated order that requires patients to accept treatment for their psychiatric orders, even if they would prefer not to do so. Only a very small fraction of patients with psychiatric problems are placed on CTOs, and CTOs are given to people who have a serious mental illness that places them at serious risk to themselves or others, or seriously unable to care for themselves as a result of their illness.
Now, CTOs are regarded as quite controversial when it comes to treatment for mental illnesses. Why is that?
CTOs are controversial for a couple of reasons. The first reason is that people generally have the right to refuse to take treatment if they choose to do so, but CTOs overrule that human right to refuse medications. The other reason CTOs are controversial is that the evidence base for them is mixed. And by mixed, I mean that previous studies haven't shown a clear benefit from CTOs, so practitioners are left somewhat uncertain about whether or not CTOs are useful and achieve their desired aim, which is to reduce revolving door admissions or reduce relapse rates and readmissions to psychiatric hospitals.
The study which your team conducted showed how this form of treatment could be beneficial. Why was this?
Well, we looked at the approximately 15,000 patients that were placed on CTOs over a 10-year period using large, routinely collected databases. And we found that everybody on CTOs were more likely to be dispensed medication and receive community psychiatric support. But we found that only patients with a psychotic disorder also had a corresponding reduction in psychiatric admissions and shorter psychiatric admissions. So in our view, the evidence supports patients with psychotic disorders being placed on CTOs to reduce psychiatric admissions. But it is much less clear whether or not patients without psychotic disorders benefit from CTOs.
Mental health advocates have come out saying that this practice does more harm than good. The chief executive of Changing Mind said that, quote, CTOs are often used because we don't have enough tools in our toolbox to provide therapeutic choice or to support early intervention. What are your thoughts on that statement?
I would say that CTOs are only used for a fraction of patients who seek and require mental health care. I would also say that we are collecting lots of data on mental health outcomes, so it's important to evaluate that data to clarify whether or not treatment is effective. And I support plans to review our current Mental Health Act and replace it with a more suitable Mental Health Act. And I believe my research helps us understand which patients are likely to benefit most from compulsory treatment. I also note that within our current Mental Health Act, there is the requirement to consult with family, and the situations in which compulsory treatment orders are used are always complex and nuanced, and placement on a CTO is never done lightly, and only if there are serious concerns to the patient's relating to the patient's mental illness.
Did the study have any other findings?
Well, one of the other research findings was that patients without psychotic disorders were receiving high rates of intramuscular or injectable antipsychotic treatments. And because this group of people didn't receive a corresponding reduction in admissions, we think, as well as we think the use of CTOs should really be considered quite carefully in this group of patients. We think our research findings are really helpful for psychiatrists and mental health clinicians. It will help them have better conversations with patients and their families about the likely benefits of compulsory treatment.
The General Manager of Mental Health Advocacy and Peer Support highlights that the future of mental health lies in, quote, person-centered and trauma-informed programs that are well-resourced and put the person, their whānau, and their self-determined goals at the centre of shared efforts. So what are your thoughts on those saying that this form of treatment may not be that beneficial and that there are much better ways to approach treatment for those who are mentally ill?
Well, compulsory treatment orders are used for the small group of people with the most severe mental illnesses. These people often lack insight into the nature of their mental health concerns and won't receive treatment unless compulsory treatment is provided. And psychiatrists provide treatment carefully under those situations with oversight from judges and consultation with family and other health professionals. So, although it is desirable that people are treated voluntarily, for a very small fraction of patients, care will only be provided if compulsory treatment orders are made. And it is currently the view of society that this is necessary.
That was Dr. Ben Beaglehole, a senior lecturer from the University of Otago, speaking about compulsory treatment orders with Joe. If you are struggling with your own mental health, please make sure to talk to someone. You can phone Healthline at 0800 611 116 or Lifeline at 0800 543 354. You can also call your local GP and talk to them about mental health services.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.